9:25 p.m. That is, of course, local time, because if you check your clock, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC where you live. And that's good news, because that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And, well, where do I start? It's raining today. It's been raining all morning and, you know, an hour and a half into the afternoon here or whatever. And I actually did go outside today. I ran around in Heron Haven getting soaking wet. And it didn't pay off. I did not see any dudes other than a lot of big fat frogs. So we're going to stay indoors today. Indoors on this lovely Saturday that I also believe is Earth Day. Is that in fact the case? Yes, it is, according to my calendar. So, being as, you know, the magnetosphere is part of the Earth, and being as radio waves are flying through our atmosphere, today we're going to do a little project. That's right. Today I'm handing over the floor to everyone's favorite subcommittee, the SDFTIRC, the Superdimension Fortress Totally Illegal Radio Committee. So, yeah, we're going to get into some gnarliness today. What are we making? Well, today we are going to build an AM transmitter out of a very minimum of parts. Two or three or maybe four. You know, you can add parts to this if you want, but the two critical parts that you need to have are an audio transformer and a 1 megahertz oscillator. If you live in a house like mine, you can find these two items just about in any discarded piece of electronic junk that you might have laying around. The 1 megahertz oscillator is often used as a clock for microprocessors, so if you've got any digital devices, take them apart, strip them, look for that rectangular metal can. That is the oscillator. And the other thing you're looking for is an audio transformer. These are very small transformers, about the size of a sugar cube. And it kind of doesn't matter what kind you've got. An output transformer is fine. A coupling transformer is fine. Pretty much all you're looking for is a small transformer that essentially has the same number of windings on each side. So they're everywhere. Check your answering machines. Anything that has audio. Old phones. Check a VCR, you know, do all these things. Get these parts. If you cannot scrounge these parts, you can order these parts online, and they're very cheap. That transformer's about $5, the oscillator's about $2. And if you would like to find out where to order these, go ahead and contact me, tobe@sdf.org. And I can give you a website, and I can even give you part numbers, etc., etc. So you can build one of these things at home. It's very easy. You will need a soldering iron. That should go without saying, but I guess I should say it just in case, because we are going to solder some things and have a good time here. So let's get started. The first thing I'm going to do is leave the studio here and go down in the basement for two reasons. I need to cut a piece of perf board and turn on my soldering iron. So that's what we're doing. Going into the basement. Here we go. Okay, like I said, I'm going to cut a piece of perf board because that's what I'm going to build the circuit on. You can use perf board, or you can use anything you have. You don't even necessarily need to mount this to anything. You could make this circuit freeform and just, solder pieces together. It's really not important. It's not critical. The only reason I'm using perf board is it's convenient for me. I've got a scrap of it right here. and I'm just going to cut off a tiny piece, not even 2 inches long. Call it 4 centimeters by 2 centimeters or even less. So we're going to crank up the bandsaw here and give it a zing. Piece of cake. Now I'm just going to walk over here and plug my soldering iron in. There we go. Let the soldering iron get hot. And in the meantime, we can prep some other stuff. Another thing that you might want is a 9-volt battery snap. I always have tons of these laying around in my house because I use these all the time. But if you are buying parts, you might as well buy a 9-volt battery snap or salvage one out of an old radio or toy or something of that nature. You don't need to use a 9-volt battery snap. You could just use like alligator jumpers to power this thing. Whatever you want to do, it's easy. Just like the perf board, you could put this on a piece of plastic. You could mount this on a piece of Sintra or other piece of fiberglass, or, you know, just whatever you have laying around. So, what's next? Well, I guess the next thing to do here is to sort of mount the transformer to this piece of perf board. So I've got the transformer right here, and I'm trying to wedge the legs, the pins, into the perforations on the perf board. It's given me some trouble because the pins aren't spaced exactly the same as, there we go, as the perf board. But that's okay. Your transformer may have wire leads instead of pins, but, you know, whatever. It's just the same thing. And so now that I've sort of got this in here really good, the particular transformer that I have has some center taps. So I'm just going to bend the center taps over like that, and that will hold the transformer to the piece of perf board. If you don't have center taps, that's fine. We're not going to be using them. And if it's easier for you, glue your transformer down to whatever you're using as a surface, or don't. You know, if you're sort of freestyling this project, then ignore this. But now that I have the transformer attached, it's time to add our oscillator. All right, but before we add the oscillator, a few words about them. If you have one in your hand, you'll notice that it is a small rectangular metal can about, a centimeter wide by a centimeter and a half long and 5 millimeters thick. And they have 4 pins. We're going to number these pins for the ease of communication. And if you look closely at the oscillator, look at the corners, and you'll notice that there is one sharp corner. There is one corner that is 90 degrees, and then all of the rest of the corners are round. Okay, so if you are looking at the top of the oscillator, not the bottom, legs down, looking at the top of the oscillator, pin number 1 is going to be the pin that is right underneath the sharp corner. Okay, so that 90 degree corner, there's a pin underneath it. That's pin 1. We're going to number the rest of the pins going clockwise around the oscillator. So pin number 2, pin number 3, pin number 4. So, hooray. The funny thing is we're not actually going to use pin number 1. So if you're mounting this on perf board, you can just bend that pin back to help hold the oscillator in. Or you can just bend it if you're doing some other thing, or you can just leave it. It doesn't matter. We're not going to use it. So I'm putting the oscillator, or I have put the oscillator onto the perf board, And I'm putting it really close to the transformer, only because we're going to solder pin number 2 to one of the legs of the transformer output. So I've put the oscillator on the perf board, and I've bent the number 2 leg towards the leg of the transformer, which I'm also bending down, using my fingernail. And they're touching now, and we're going to solder that connection later. Another thing you're going to want is a length of wire to act as an antenna. And right now I've just got a little like 4 or 5 inch piece of wire, call it 20 to 25 centimeters long. It doesn't matter, and you might want to experiment with this later. But for right now, I'm just going to add a short piece of wire here. And this short piece of wire is going to be connected to pin number 3. Pin number 3 is your antenna. So I'm just sticking this wire into the perf board, and I'm sort of crimping leg number 3 over the bare end of the wire here, and we're going to solder that as well. And, you know, while I'm at it, I'm going to take this battery snap that I've got right here, and I'm going to stick the black wire, the negative terminal, into the perf board near the oscillator pin number 4. And I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm bending pin 4 down to sort of touch the black wire that I have stuck through the perf board, the bare end of it. We're going to solder that. And then I'm sticking the red wire of the battery snap into a hole next to the other output pin of the transformer. So we're just going to shove that in the hole, and now I'm trying to unsuccessfully, there we go. I'm bending that transformer pin down to touch the bare end of the red wire of the battery snap. Yeah, and that'll work. And that's pretty good. And to tell you the truth, now we're pretty much done. Now we just got to go downstairs and solder these things. So let's head down there. Gonna leave the studio here. Take this stuff down into the basement where the soldering iron that we plugged in 10 minutes ago will be nice and hot and ready to rock. Here we go. Yes. All right. So we grab the soldering iron here and just sort of wipe this end off. There we go. Grab the solder. I've turned the piece of perf board upside down, so I'm looking at the pins and pieces of bare wire. And now I'm soldering pin 2 to the output pin of the transformer. There, piece of cake. And while I'm up here, I'm now soldering pin number 3 to the length of wire that will act as an antenna. Well, a little sticky here. Yeah, there we go. No problem. And now I'm going to solder the black wire from the battery snap to pin number 4 of the oscillator. There we go. That'll work. It's hard to talk and solder at the same time. You'd think I'd be able to do this by now. And last but not least, now we solder the end of the red wire of the battery snap to the other pin of the output side of the transformer. And this is the one that is directly below the pin that we soldered to pin number 2 of the oscillator. So there we go. Kind of. Oh, I left the spike. There we go. Booyaka! Now we are finished, and it is hot, so be careful. So we can go back upstairs now. So I'm going to unplug the soldering iron. There we go. All right, now let's head back upstairs. Out of the basement. Got to close the door so the cat doesn't go down there. So the cat doesn't go down there and solder all my electronics parts together in a random order. She doesn't know how to make electronics. And here we are, back in the studio. When you do this at home or whatever, you can add a power switch if you want. You just put it somewhere between, you know, cut one of the battery snap wires and put the switch in there. I did not do this because it's not absolutely necessary. So when I attach a 9-volt battery to this battery snap, this thing will be working. It will be on. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to attach a battery to this right here, maybe, like this. There we go. And now it's time to test. Okay, so to test this, you just need a standard AM radio. And I've got one right here. And I'm going to power it on and tune it to 1 megahertz, which is 1,000 kilohertz. So tune your AM radio to 1,000. So I'm going to turn my radio on here, and since we don't have a radio station on this frequency, you're just going to hear a bunch of static. Turning the radio on, and yes, we have static. So now, we need to try to throw a carrier. I'm going to plug the battery into the circuit and bring it near the radio. And it doesn't appear to be working. Oh, and it's because I think I have the wrong battery. Let me go grab a better battery. Okay, I got a better battery here. I'm going to turn the radio back on to make static. And then I'm going to plug the battery into the circuit, and hopefully you will notice a difference in the static. The static will go quiet. Okay, so here we go. Plugging in the battery. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, notice there's a big difference there from when the battery is on. And now I'll unplug the battery. Yes. Okay, I'm going to turn that off here. And this is good. That means the circuit is working. We are throwing a carrier. And what that means is the oscillator is working. It is oscillating. And it is sending out a frequency through the antenna. We're having a good time. And we're not hearing anything because there's no audio signal. We're just producing the carrier. And we need to now modulate this carrier with a sound signal, with an audio signal that will then, you know, be transmitted. So how are we going to do that? Well, the first thing you know, the first thing you need to know is that this input is going to need a speaker level signal, not a line level, not a mic level. So you can't hook up a microphone to this and expect it to work. Microphones do not produce strong enough signals, nor does a regular line level, so you'll want to take an audio source from an amplifier. If you want to use this with a microphone, with a microphone or with a line level source, you will need to build an amplifier, which is also extremely simple and uses a chip called an LM386, which you can also find in your junked answering machines and stuff like that. And you can also buy them off the shelf. They cost about $1, sometimes a little bit more, but that's neither here nor there. What I need to do is to get a speaker level source plugged into this thing. And at home, you can do this if you have a stereo. Just unplug one of your speakers and take the speaker wire and just, you know, attach the two bits of speaker wire to the two transformer inputs. It's just that easy. I, however, am going to do it a slightly different way just because it's easier for me to do it this way, because I have all the crazy gear to do stupid stuff like this. And I've got an amplifier here and a mixer, for that matter. You don't need any of this stuff. But I'm going to take this little pigtail and plug it into the back of this amp. And then I'm going to take some alligator jumper cables. I've got some little jumper cables that are just short lengths of wire with alligator clips on both ends. You can do this too if you're so inclined. And I'm just going to clip one alligator clip to the tip of the pigtail, and another alligator clip here to the shield of the pigtail. And then I clip the other two ends of the jumpers to the two pins of the transformer on the input side, just like that. Simple piece of cake. Now I just need to get an audio source going. So what am I gonna do here? Oh, I know. I'll just pull up some audio files on my computer, load them up into my audio player. Here we go. Make sure that's jacked into the right thing. Yes, make sure everything is normal. Okay. And I'm just going to use some simple Morse code. This is a Morse code file that I use on my show. And we're going to use it for testing here today. That'll be fun. And I'm going to set this to repeat endlessly. And wait a minute. It just occurred to me, why am I using my big boat anchor radio? This big old honking all bands, all frequency radio, when we could be using the Micronic Ruby. So I'm going to go grab the Micronic Ruby. I'll be right back. And now we have the Micronic Ruby, one of my favorite radios. And I've got it tuned to our frequency of 1,000 kilocycles, sometimes known as 1 megahertz. And now all we got to do is plug the battery into the transmitter. And that looks like that's going to work. And now all we got to do is turn the radio on. That'll work. And you'll notice that we're not hearing anything, although I'm not really holding the radio up to the microphone here. So let's do that. And maybe we should be able to hear some Morse code. And yes, we do, but it sounds like we need some more gain. Yeah, so that works. Isn't that a surprise? No, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. I guess we can stop this now. Just like that. Okay, turn this radio off. And we're good. Okay, so here we are. We have ourselves a functioning AM transmitter. Now, if you for some reason have gotten this far but you're not getting a signal, it could be your ground. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that and the antenna in a minute. But first, I should mention that, again, we've talked about this before, that this circuit, as it is right now, isn't particularly illegal, only because it doesn't broadcast a signal strong enough and far enough to annoy anybody else, especially the FCC. So, if somebody were so inclined, if somebody was thinking that they would like to broadcast illegally on the AM band using this transmitter, there would be a number of things that they would have to do. First of all, they would have to optimize the antenna. This little piece of 20 centimeter long wire is not the optimum antenna. In fact, it only manages to broadcast about 2 feet or less, call it 50 centimeters. And when you're hearing me do this, I've been having to hold the transmitter and stuff near the radio, or the radio near the transmitter, in the case of the Micronic Ruby. And if you don't know what I'm talking about the Micronic Ruby, this is a radio I have just do a search online for Standard Micronic Ruby, and you will see pictures of the coolest radio ever. You will probably want one. Good luck with that. There's some out there, but you're going to pay some money. So if you want to optimize this circuit for broadcast, you're going to have to put a bigger antenna on it. A full wavelength at 1 megahertz is 300 meters long. So in order to build a quarter wavelength antenna, you'll need a piece of wire 75 meters long. Or if you want an eighth wavelength antenna, half of 75, which is what, 37 and a half meters long, whatever. The other thing you're going to want to do is to ground this baby. This antenna is going to need a really good counterpoise, and you might want to do this anyway. If you're just messing around and you can't get a decent signal, put a longer antenna wire on it and ground this thing better. This is a fairly simple thing to do. Where we soldered, what pin number was that? Pin number 3 to the black wire of the battery snap, you can run a wire from that connection to something like a cold water pipe. Or if you have a dedicated ground in your house already, just clip it to that. That will greatly increase the, I don't want to say power, but this will increase your odds of getting a good signal, getting some good transmissions. So if for some reason you can't get this circuit to work, you know, run a little wire between the ground, in other words, pin number 3 of the oscillator, to a cold water pipe or anything that's well grounded. Grounds are your friend. You need to use a ground. They're fun. And that's about it. What else was I going to say about this little circuit? It's very handy. I learned to do this some years ago. And if for some reason you are scrounging parts and you didn't find a 1 megahertz oscillator, any other oscillator of this style will work. So if you have an old computer and it's a 4 megahertz job, yeah, use that oscillator. However, that's not going to transmit in the standard AM band. So you're going to need a special radio to listen to any other signals that are outside that band. You just need a standard, I don't want to say a shortwave radio, but if you've got a shortwave radio, this is where it comes in handy. You need a continuous band radio, something that will pick up the frequency that you're transmitting on. So that's always fun. That's why you need a continuous band radio, like this big lunker I have over here. Yeah, not as sexy as the Micronic Ruby, but then again, the Micronic Ruby is fairly limited in its scope. Well, I hope you're having fun with your transmitter, and if for some reason you don't want to build one of these or don't want to hassle with getting parts, email me, tobe@sdf.org, and we can talk about selling you the parts, or you can even purchase this thing that I just built for $20. So if you want to buy this device, email me. I'll sell it to you, $20, shipping and everything else included. But I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Radio Committee, a show that airs sometimes right here at 1930 UTC on and on radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Ready? Here we go.